Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio, KJR.
Welcome to your weekend. We're doing something a little different today. You'll hear your Sportsman's Warehouse news and field reports at the bottom of the hour. We'll check in with Bob Loomis at the end of the show to talk about catching summertime walleye. But right now, we've got a guest coming your way. Next up, we've got Mark Lytle on the line. He is the longtime owner of Pacific City Fishing, and he offers fishing out of a dory off the northern Oregon coast at Pacific City. Mark, it's great to have you back on the air.
Well, thank you, John. I sure appreciate it.
Let's talk about how the fishing's been lately. I understand you've been spending quite a bit of time on the water.
We spend every day on the water, John, and I got to tell you, I guess there's a list of things in your life that you find exciting to do, and one of those would be the birth of your children, the next one would probably be your wedding day, and the third one is dory fishing in Pacific City, and that's the best I can say.
I love it. And I've got to tell you, it is on my bucket list to go fishing with you on your dory. I just love the idea of just putting the bow in the waves, and I guess I've got to ask, you obviously can't start the engine while you're still on the beach, so I'm guessing somebody's got to push you out first before you get going?
Oh yeah, we put the folks in the boat, and then we turn the boat around in the surf, and that's quite exciting at times. You can get splashed, so we recommend rain gear. We have a young man that is very good at turning around, and then we head off through the surf, and hopefully it's not a big set of waves that we're going to go through, but sometimes it happens, and it can be dramatic. And then, of course, we go out and fish for rockfish and do some crabbing, and then we do some wing cod fishing, and then sometimes there's some salmon around. And then, of course, I think I told you one time we come back and slide up on the beach at about 728 miles an hour, but I got to tell you, brother, I had to slow that down. I had to slow it down. So now we're only coming in at about 200 miles an hour. At least that's the way it seems. And then slide up on the beach, and then we can get everybody out of that boat.
Oh, that sounds like a ton of fun. And one great thing about where you're at Pacific City is a lot of the other charters who work the northern Oregon coast, they're coming to your area, but they're making long runs for those black sea bass and those lingcod, but they're just right there for you, aren't they?
We're fishing within 60 seconds of leaving that beach. We're dropping our lines, and I got to tell you, I had a family today, and they've never caught a fish in their whole life, and they caught rockfish. They caught lingcod, and then we went crabbing, and I got to tell you, they've never even eaten fresh crab out of the pot, and it was a delight.
You know, I bet you've spoiled those people for life, and it is always fun to get somebody on their first fish and their first crab, so that's great. Got to ask about the salmon fishing. How's it been for the Chinook and Coho? I know that down south, you can't even fish for the Chinook, but I'm guessing there are a whole bunch of Coho in your area right now.
Well, I would like to tell you that there are, but there are not. It's kind of spotty at the moment. We're certainly shooting for lingcod more days than we are salmon fishing. So they come and go. And we expect that in September, we're going to have a non-select fishery, and we're going to be able to catch Chinooks, and we're going to have those coho around. So any coho you can get to the net, we're going to be able to send it home with you.
One other thing we should talk about here, you know, our listeners in Washington, they're used to going home with just like six dungeons. As crab, your crab limits are a lot more generous in Oregon, aren't they?
So we really like to send people home with bags full of crab, and our limits are 12 per person of 5 3/4 or better. And, you know, there's always been that debate about summer crab and they're not hard shelled. I got to tell you, when you eat a crab that's a little bit softer shelled, the meat is probably 6 times sweeter than it is in any other time of year.
Interesting. I have never heard that before. All right. Good to know. Well, if you want to go fishing out of a dory off the northern Oregon coast, you can do so with Mark Lytle. The website to go to is PacificCityFishing.com. That's PacificCityFishing.com. Book your trip today. It'll be quite the adventure, quite the experience, and you'll be coming home with a whole bunch of rockfish, lingcod, Dungeness crab, and maybe some silvers too. Mark, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
John, I appreciate your company and always a great pleasure to talk to you. You take care.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
Backcountryhunters.org. Join the fight for our public lands and waters today.